Most children and teenagers today enjoy the immediate pleasure of playing video games and eating anything they want whenever they want and seldom having to work. Mm. Not Michael Phelps. Mm. I think that most people, when you say the name Michael Phelps, knows exactly who he is. Mm-hmm. He started competing, swimming at the age of 7. He won his first medal at 14 years old. But he had a desire to one day win an Olympic gold medal. He spent 4 to 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. Wow. Until he won that medal. And he finally did. But he also won 27 more. In fact, he's the most decorated Olympian of all time. And I'm sure that at times, many times, he was tempted to just take a day off. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. He stayed focused on the future reward. Mm. There's another inspiring story of someone who kept his focus on the future reward too, and his name was Moses. Mm. Michael Phelps won't carry his rewards into heaven. Moses did.
That's right. Amen.
Here in Hebrews chapter 11, we're looking in verse 24. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, it means when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. It's living. It's powerful. And Lord, it directs us, and we need that. And Lord, I pray that tonight that you would show us what we need. Please help me to say what I should. Lord, help me not to say anything I shouldn't, so that I can deliver your message accurately tonight. Lord, I don't know what your people need, but you do, and I pray that you would speak the words through me that they need to hear. I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Moses saw something that only God could reveal to him. I don't know what that was, but it stuck with him. Mm-hmm. I know that it was something that had eternal value.
Yes, sir.
That's clear in what we just read.
Right, yeah.
Moses had the opportunity to that none of his brethren had, to very possibly become the next Pharaoh.
Mm. Yeah.
He had wealth at his fingertips. He would never have to work. You know, when I was thinking about this, I thought about here in America, 50 years ago, the American dream was to own your own business. Today, the American dream is to find someone that you can sue so that you don't have to ever work again.
Yeah.
But Moses had the opportunity to literally evade having to ever work. Mm-hmm. He chose the hard path because of the future reward. Mm. It far outweighed the immediate pleasure.
That's right.
Never sacrifice a future benefit on the altar of a present satisfaction. Mm. Remember that.
Yeah.
The next time you're facing a temptation to grab at something that provides instant gratification over a future reward. Mm-hmm. Instant gratification never carries the same value of sticking with your commitment to the end. Mm. The benefits that are there are far more important and far more valuable than the instant gratification. And the instant yeah. gratification robs you of that.
Amen.
Yet, we know this, but it's the instant gratification still wins the battle over the future benefit many times, doesn't it?
Yes.
Why is that? I believe one reason is that we forget what those future or eternal benefits are. God showed something to Moses in Exodus chapter 3 that he never forgot. I don't know what it was. I do know that what the Bible shows us is that God showed him a burning bush.
Yeah.
God told him he wanted him to go to Egypt mm-hmm. to deliver his children out of Egypt. But I think that there were some things that God showed him that he probably never verbalized to anyone. Mm-hmm. And it stuck with him for years. It stuck with him his entire life. He didn't forget it. I think he did some things so that he wouldn't forget it. And I say that because if you would turn to Deuteronomy, I'm going to show you something here. I know you've seen it many times as well. Deuteronomy chapter 6. I believe Moses did something to retain what his future reward was because he faced a lot of dark days.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He probably carried more responsibility on his shoulders than any king ever did. Mm-hmm. He had some pretty heavy things happen to him. And you know what? He never went into Canaan land.
Right.
He died in the wilderness. But I believe he taught the Israelites what he had learned, and I believe it's right here in Deuteronomy chapter 6. It says here in verse 6, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." What's he doing? He's giving them some really strong indication on what to do so that they wouldn't forget. Then he says in verse 12, why? "Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." What Moses learned was what he needed to do to keep his focus properly focused consistently so that he stayed on track every day of his life. You ever get off track?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. It's right here in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Moses had him a sticky note pad. And he put those notes on the doorposts. on the gatepost, on his mirror. He would have put it on his refrigerator, but he didn't have a refrigerator. But he put it somewhere where he would see it on a regular basis. He even mentioned putting it on your hand. How many of you ever write notes on your hand? Why do you do that? So that you don't forget that, whatever that is. He also mentioned writing it and putting it as frontlets between thine eyes. I can only imagine hanging this little dangly thing right here on my glasses so that every time I turned my head, it would dangle and slap my nose so that I wouldn't forget why that's there. Yeah. It's there to remind me of something.
Yes, sir.
All he's saying is do something to remind yourself of the future reward. Do you do that? If you don't write down your purpose for doing what you're doing, it's likely that you're going to get sidetracked and quit doing it.
Right?
Right.
Amen.
What is it that's in your life that you find immediate pleasure in? Pleasure is not a sin, by the way. God intends us to enjoy life. He intends us to enjoy our relationships that we have. He intends for us to enjoy air conditioning. He intends for us to enjoy food. God wants us to be happy. God doesn't want us to be unhappy. But sometimes we can take this thing of pleasure too far.
That's right.
In any field.
Yes, sir.
We can turn something that's good into something that's bad because we've indulged in it.
Right.
Some of the areas that we tend to take the instant gratification over the future benefit are... There are many. I've just stated a few here. One of them is spending money.
Mm-hmm.
I told someone one time, I think I'm addicted to sugar. And the lady said, I think I'm addicted to online shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that rung your bell or not, but it may have. Another area that we tend to take the instant gratification over instead of the future benefit is our work projects.
Mm.
The instant gratification is, I don't want to do it right now.
Mm.
The couch is too comfortable. It's hot out there. So we enjoy the pleasure of the instant gratification over the future benefit of accomplishing that project, getting it done, getting it out of the way, and enjoying that good feeling that God gives us of the feeling of accomplishment. Another area is studying our Bible, praying. It's many times, it's not easy. The flesh doesn't want to take time to study the Bible.
Right.
It goes against the grain of our flesh.
Yeah.
Even in prayer, I don't know about you, but even in the middle of prayer, sometimes my mind goes the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sometimes I'll be in the middle of prayer and fall asleep. Sometimes it'll be time for me to pray and I can't explain it, but there's just something just holding me back.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all been there?
Yes.
The flesh doesn't want to do that.
Right.
If we yield to the instant gratification here, we're not going to pray. We're not going to study our Bible. Another area is in our food.
Yes.
Many times we would rather eat something that's so tasty, so good, so rich, so sweet, when in fact, what we need is some nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
What are the future benefits of that?
Mm.
There's another area, and that's in our sleep. Yes, you can indulge in sleep. Sometimes, it's not really our sleep that's the problem. It's what we did that night late that robbed us of our sleep so that we didn't get up the next morning and do what we needed to do then. Whether it be watching a movie, watching TV, playing games, whatever. So we lose future benefits on a regular basis because of yielding to the desire for instant gratification. These categories, I'm going to rename them. Spending money, work projects, reading our Bible and praying, our food, our sleep. There's many more.
Yes, sir.
Many more. It appears that only one of these is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you that all of them are spiritual.
That's right.
If you and I are not good stewards of God's money, then we're disobedient to do what He said to do with His money.
Yes.
And disobedience brings consequences. This is a spiritual problem. If you or I are lazy to take care of our responsibilities and be good stewards of the time that God has given us, that's wrong. That brings consequences. That's a spiritual problem.
Right.
When we commit gluttony and we willingly choose bad food over good food, we're being disobedient to God to take care of His temple. This is a spiritual problem.
Right.
If we purposely stay up late playing games, watching movies, then we can't do what we need to the next morning on time. We're not being a good steward of what God has given us. This is a spiritual problem.
Yes.
Any time that we choose immediate pleasure over the future benefit, painful consequences will come.
Amen.
Many times it will be years down the road. It may not be that day. But it will come.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is just. The future benefits and rewards of obeying God in every area of life will always far outweigh the small pleasures that the devil tempts us with. What areas do you struggle to stay focused in? What are the future benefits that you're possibly forfeiting because of it?
Right.
I don't know where you struggle, but I know where I do. Moses learned something. By the way, he made it in the hall of faith.
Yes.
In Hebrews for some reason.
That's right.
And the Bible says that he chose to enjoy the future benefit over the immediate pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And he never forgot that. He never forgot it because he did something to remember it. And he taught the children of Israel to do the same thing in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Right.
So I want to encourage you tonight to refocus.
Amen. All right.
I don't know what you struggle in. Maybe it's in one of these five areas that I mentioned. It may be in a different one that I didn't mention. I don't know. But I want to encourage you to refocus in that, because it does have some instant gratification. But it ain't worth losing the future benefit. So this is what I would encourage you to do. This will be your homework tonight. Not tomorrow. You won't get to it tomorrow. But tonight, write down what it is that you're struggling with, struggling in. And write down what your goal is. And why you're trying to reach this goal. And then post it somewhere where you'll see it every day.
Amen.
These five areas that I mentioned, like I said, it seems like only one of them is spiritual. Reading our Bibles and praying.
Mm.
But God is not excluded to anything in our life.
Right.
It's all spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
It all has, everything you and I do has some form of a spiritual connection.
Amen.
In fact, some of them probably have more of a spiritual connection that we want to admit.
Right.
In fact, that's probably the area that you're struggling in the most today.
Mm-hmm.
Write down what your purpose is and post it. Post it where you can see it. Post it where they can see it. They'll help you be accountable to it. And it'll be a lot harder to forget
mm-hmm.
why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
The eternal benefits far outweigh those little simple pleasures that we're grabbing at today.
Mm.
They're just not worth it. God has something better for us than what we're grabbing at.
Yes, sir.
He really does.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage you to get back on track, whatever that is for you. I don't know what that is. You do. The Holy Spirit sure does. And hopefully he nudged you in that area.
Mm.
Go home and do some business with the Lord about that.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word. Thank you for waking us up. Lord, help us to remember why we do what we do. And that is for your honor and your glory. Lord, help us to recognize that there are eternal benefits that you have promised to give to us when we're obedient to you.
Yes.
Help us, Father, to be obedient. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Turn to 488.